From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
This is Norma Gonzalez, sports reporter with the Arizona Daily Star, and I'm here with Hillary Edior today.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. So I have something to tell you. Okay. I feel like you always just light up the room, and you have been like, somehow, I don't know if I should say this, but one of my favorite players.
Thank you.
Just because last year was the first season I covered you guys. Uh-huh. And when I went out to the Los Angeles Super Regionals, I walked by all you guys who were hanging out by third base, and I was going to that press room, and you were the only one that like waved and say hi to me. And you're always dancing, and you're always just so happy, and
Thank
you're always
you.
Like, say hi, and it's like, I love you.
Thank you. I think it comes from being a part of a big family, so I was taught speak. Even if you don't know him, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I was actually just interviewing someone yesterday who, for a completely different story, not even softball related, but she uh-huh. happens to be one of the biggest Arizona softball fans.
Go ahead.
And she's been to every single home game. She used to come here even before Rita Hillenbrand was built.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me about you and your family and how you're one of like five.
No, there's five of us. So I come from a big family. So there's nine of us total.
Okay.
Five of us are full. And then my parents split up and my dad got remarried and had four more. So I come from a family of nine.
So she was telling me about your mom.
Yes.
And how you guys, out of the five, mm-hmm. are all on like athletic scholarships.
Yeah. So actually, yeah. So Paul, my oldest brother, mm-hmm. he played college. He did golf. And then I had a sister who played softball, Chelsea Edior. Mm-hmm. She went off and to a school in South Carolina. Then I have an older brother, Ashton, who actually is getting his master's, well, finishing his master's up at Laverne, who played baseball there too. And then me, and then Trevor, who actually went to a school in Yavapai, but now he transferred to a school in North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. He was drafted out of high school, but he didn't take it. You know how those stories go, but yeah.
So, what does it mean to be able to come from such, like, a strong family? And
I think I get a lot of people say my smile lights up the room, I guess you should say. I think I get it from my mom. My mom was a single parent for a while. Well, still is. And I don't know, she kind of became my rock ever since I got to college, too. We became more so best friends. And she kind of made it, I don't know, how should I say it, like, easier to be able to be around people and just, I don't know, just get me out of my, because people don't know this about me. I love people, but sometimes I like to be by myself, just like her.
No, I feel you.
So it's cool when people be like, oh, you're such a people person, and sometimes I'm like, no, I'm not. I am, but I'm not at the same time. But yeah, I get a lot of my stuff from her, my mom. That's my idol. That's who I look up to, and that's who I want to be like when I grow up.
Was
somewhere.
It tough growing up in a single parent household?
It was. There was times where, you know, bills weren't paid, you know, lights weren't cut up, like they weren't on. So
yeah.
I come from a lot. Like, my dad was a part of my life, but didn't really take part until I got into high school when I lost my stepdad. So once I lost my stepdad, my dad kind of became the father figure that I needed him to be.
Yeah, and because you've already been through so many hardships and adversity, is that what makes you sort of just so happy just to be living the life that
you are? Yeah, I kind of take day by day, realize, like, make sure you tell the people that you love. You love them every single day because, you know, next day they might not be here. Freshman year, I lost the reason why I came here because of coach, but I also had a coach, Norm Perez, who passed away my freshman year. So losing him, you know, you kind of lose sight.
Yeah.
So that came quicker. I mean, this past year, I lost my grandma. So it's just like, you lose a lot of people, but again, softball is like I come here to get away from the real world, you know, like this is my sacred place. This is where I come to have fun and chill and just be me.
So what other things do you do to have fun? Are you a dancer? Because I feel like you could be.
Am I a dancer? I mean, I can dance, you know, depending on the situation. I mean, if you need me to break it down, I can break it down for you. But no, I really am chill. I do a lot of homework. I like Netflix. I'm a big Netflix person, so I just finished up with Umbrella Story. I thought it was weird at first, but I kind of like the series. Can't wait for that to come out. My favorite TV show is Criminal Minds, so that's pretty cool.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I like going to the movies. I want to go see that movie, Us.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems cool. So
that seems a little freaky for me.
That's what I heard. I get mixed vibes. Like, some people like it. Some people, like, found it was weird and make them scared or something. So I'm like, I need to go see it for myself.
I mean, I don't mind scary movies or, like, thrillers. The only ones I definitely won't do is, like, the religious ones.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, no.
Can't get into it. See, and I'm a big, like, conspiracy things, so like 9/11 and stuff like that. If you ever look documentaries up on Netflix, it's some cool stuff. So I like to hear different things, like different opinions on different sides of the stories. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When was the first time you watched your first like conspiracy film?
It was probably the 9/11 one.
Really?
Like, yeah. And it was kind of weird. I was like, I don't want to get into it, but it kind of made me think.
In middle school, our science teacher of all science mm-hmm. put on a conspiracy video about the moon landing. And it was, I was like, what? Weird. First of all, we're like 13.
Right, I didn't know we're at the moon. Yeah.
But to be fair, actually, I think it was right before 9/11, so we didn't have the 9/11 conspiracy videos.
I know, that was just me by myself. And then stuff about, like, assassinations and stuff like that. I like that stuff, too. I don't know, I like learning about history and stuff. And I don't know if, I'm from L.A., mm-hmm. so Nipsey Hussle, I don't know if you heard about his passing. He was my favorite rapper. You can ask all my siblings. That's, like, my guy.
I've never really heard of him.
Really?
But now, like, all the stories have been coming out, I'm like, he's just, like, a really cool dude.
He was. I mean, he was a part of he was a Crip. He's mm-hmm. gang-affiliated, but he kind of moved towards that and realized, like, he needed to get back to his hood, L.A., which he opened up. He was about to open up a barber shop. He opened up a clothing store, Marathon mm-hmm. clothing store, and that's where he ended up getting killed at. So I was like, that right there is some conspiracy behind that, because he was getting ready. Is this too much? I don't know. But because I'm really into him. So I was really into him. So I forget. I don't know if his name is Dr. Sabies or.
We're still going. I think.
Good. Yeah. So back to Nipsey Hussle, the whole conspiracy thing. He was getting ready to come out with a documentary about one of the doctors who had the cure for AIDS and ended up being killed, mysteriously killed. Mm-hmm. So I think with that coming out, they tried to frame somebody else to try to shoot him. So it's a lot of... That's I can't wait to hear the truth
I get
behind
you.
That. Yeah.
As a journalist, I'm all about the truth.
See? I like the truth.
And I guess I never really considered myself, like, a conspiracy theory type of person. Mm-hmm. But you could, I relate to it.
Yeah.
I like to know, like, all types of things.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I don't agree with it, it's like, I like to see how you get to that point.
Like, how'd you come across this? What makes you think like this? Then I have my doubts, and I have my reasons why I don't think like you. But, stuff like that. So that gets me going.
So what was your favorite song from Nipsey?
I can't say that word. I have one, but I can't say that one. I'll just say his last album, Victory okay. Lap. That was pretty cool.
And what made you like him, or how'd you get introduced to him?
Growing up in the same hood he was a part of, so it's like 60s, so I grew up in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Just like him being our hero, like him voicing his opinion, him just saying the truth, like even when he struggled, he came. He says the marathon continues, like mm-hmm. his life is a marathon, like your life is going to continue. It's not going to be easy, it's not going to be, you know, as fast as you want it to be, mm-hmm. but it's going to continue. So we're going to say victory lap. That was his victory lap.
How important is it for you to have like artists like him where you can relate to them or you can connect to them some way and feel seen by people?
So one more time,
With him, you were able to, like, relate where you came from and then see him trying to better your neighborhood. Yeah. And just, like, how important is that to have someone like that?
Like that? I mean, I think that brings back to always get back to where you came from. And he was one of the kings, one of the best ones who did that, and was trying to do that before mm-hmm. he got, you know, killed. But I think it's very important. You don't see a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you understand why, because when you try to get back to your hood, it doesn't treat you right, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's very important.
And then also just, like, as a person of color, like...
Yeah. Like, being a minority, you kind of understand that for us to get better, we have to be better within ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I think that was what he was trying to teach. And, like, I'm blessed to have no brothers who are part of gang affiliations and stuff like that. I mean, we weren't brought up the right way. I mean, I wouldn't say the wrong way. I mean, we're brought to have, like... Yeah.
Like, it wasn't the stereotypical upbringing where, like, everyone's perfect and you have the dog. And
exactly.
Take
it wasn't like that, but we were definitely taught to grades are important, you know, get into your sport or whatever. But, mm-hmm. Having him be that light is, I don't know, it's just cool.
I feel you. I was very, very heartbroken when Netflix canceled One Day at a Time.
I never seen that.
You should. It's great.
It's good.
Well, if you like... comedy that also somehow handles like everyday situations and like mental health issue and PTSD and LGBTQ community, and it just does a great way of like showcasing like a modern day family,
right.
Like we're blended families, and like we come from different places. And this one was specifically like a Cuban family and how they deal with things. And so as a Mexican, I was like, oh, I relate.
You can relate.
Yeah. And it was just like really cool, but it hurt me because Netflix decided to not renew it for season 4, and yet it renewed like.
That's how I felt about being Mary Jane. Strong black woman she wasn't an athlete, but like had things going for her and stuff like that, and they canceled that show, but I heard they're bringing it back, so I like that. But the way, I don't know, Gabrielle Union herself I feel like she, I don't even know her, but I feel like she'll be a pretty cool role model to have.
Everyone knows Gabrielle Union.
You know, her and Away, fangirl moment, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I think like that show, I kind of related to being Mary Jane. She was kind of, I don't say I would have to be the strongest out of my siblings, but I feel like, I don't know, I just get a lot of people consider me the mother. They call me AJ, Anita Jr., my mom's name.
Yeah.
Anita Jr., because I just take on that motherly role, so I take all the pressures of everyone, and I hear them in. So I think that's what kind of makes me a strong person.
Yeah.
But there are some days, you know, I get down, and that's when I listen to Nipsey Hussle, you know, I turn in, give me some motivational speeches and stuff like that. But I think Netflix should bring, I'm happy they're bringing back being Mary Jane, because she was a cool person. She like writes out, like if you watch that series, she like write out post-it notes of like positive quotes, and I do that too. So I was like, ooh, I stole that from her, you know? Like it's good to wake up in the morning, like feel like I have it, like you're enough. Like just daily reminders of like who you are and what you should be and what you need to look forward to in that day to get you through it is cool.
Yeah. On a slightly unrelated note, but still talking about shows, did you ever watch the show Pitch?
No. Pitch?
Yeah, it was on Fox, I want to say, a couple years ago, and it only ran one season, and it was about the first female to make it to the Major League Baseball. And it was a black female.
Oh, the black girl. Yeah. No, I've never seen that.
I loved it.
I should get my black card revoked, huh?
I'm not going to say it, but you can say it.
Maybe I know exactly what you're talking about.
But yeah, I thought it was a great show. And so just a black woman breaking into the MLB, and she was pitching for the Padres.
Go ahead.
And, like, it's like, we're waiting for that day, right?
Like, when is that day going to come? Just a woman in general. Like, we just got done having that ESPN woman come out and speak to us, like, off women athletes last night, and I thought that was pretty cool. We had alums come down and speak to us and just explain, like, how soft, like, the sport we play is... it's not enough. Like, we have to be more than that. Because, you know, there's no money behind our women's sports, really.
Yeah.
So, I thought that was a cool thing, having women, that ESPN woman come out and talk to us. I was thankful for that one. That was a good...
This is cool.
Yeah. A good way to end last night.
All right. Well, I feel like we kind of covered everything from family to conspiracy theories to music and TV shows.
True.
Is there anything else you feel that listeners should know about you?
I think we got it all.
All right. Well, thanks for hanging out with me
today.
Thank
you so much.
Bye.
Hi, Wildcaster fans. Come check out The Point Being, the Arizona Daily Star's opinion page podcast. We talk about current events, what's going on in the world, the letters page, and more. So check us out at thepointbeingpodcast.com.